Hyperion Audiobooks presents Coming to Our Senses, Healing Ourselves and Our World Through Mindfulness. Written and read by Jon Kabat-Zinn, PhD.
This is Jon Kabat-Zinn, reading from my book, Coming to Our Senses. You should know that this audio edition is by necessity a highly abridged version, given the size of the book itself. So if you find some of what I'm saying seems incomplete as you listen, it probably is, and you might want to consult the book itself to glean the full depth of what's being discussed or presented. But that being said, I'm delighted to be sharing it with you in this context. The challenge of a lifetime and a lifetime. I don't know about you, but for myself, it feels like we're at a critical juncture of life on this planet. It seems that the world is on fire, and so are our hearts, inflamed with fear and uncertainty, lacking all conviction, and often filled, in Yeats's words, with passionate intensity. How we see ourselves in the world at this juncture will make a huge difference in the way things unfold. What emerges for us as individuals and as a society in future moments will be shaped in large measure by whether and how we make use of our innate and incomparable capacity for awareness in this moment. It will be shaped by what we choose to do to heal the underlying distress and outright disease of our lives and of our times, even as we nourish and protect all that is good and beautiful and healthy in ourselves and in the world. The challenge is one of coming to our senses, both individually and as a species. I think it's fair to say that there is considerable movement in that direction worldwide, with little noticed and even less understood rivulets and streams of human creativity and goodness and caring, feeding into growing rivers of open-hearted wakefulness and compassion and wisdom. What we are facing now and how we hold and understand this moment shapes what might emerge in the next moment and the next, and shapes it in ways that are undetermined and, when all is said and done, undeterminable, mysterious. But one thing is certain. This is a journey that we are all on, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, whether it is unfolding according to plan or not. Life is what it's about, and the challenge of living it as if it really mattered. Being human, we always have a choice in this regard. We can either be passively carried along by forces and habits that remain stubbornly unexamined and which imprison us in distorting dreams and potential nightmares, or we can engage in our lives by waking up to them and participating fully in their unfolding, whether we like what is happening in any moment or not. Only when we wake up do our lives become real and have even a chance of being liberated from our individual and collective delusions, diseases, and suffering. Through our sciences, through our philosophies, our histories, and our spiritual traditions, we have come to see that our health and well-being as individuals, our happiness, and actually even the continuity of the germ line, that life stream that we are only a momentary bubble in, that way in which we are the life givers and world builders for our future generations, depend on how we choose to live our own lives while we have them to live. At the same time, as a culture, we have come to see that the very earth on which we live, to say nothing of the well-being of its creatures and its cultures, depends in huge measure on those same choices writ large through our collective behavior as social beings. To take just one example, global temperatures can be accurately charted back at least 400,000 years and can be shown to fluctuate between extremes of hot and cold. We are in a relatively warm period, not any warmer than any of the other warm eras Earth has experienced. However, I was staggered to learn recently in a meeting between the Dalai Lama and a group of scientists that in the past 44 years, atmospheric CO2 levels have shot up by a whopping 18% to a level that is higher than it has been in the past 160,000 years, as measured by carbon dioxide in snow cores in Antarctica. And the level is continuing to rise at an ever-increasing rate. This dramatic and alarming recent increase in atmospheric CO2 is entirely due to the activity of human beings. If unchecked, the intergovernmental...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?